This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MUT's 100-day plan targets research capacity and internalization, and a man convicted in Westville pub shooting sentenced to 25 years. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT Interim Vice-Chancellor, Professor Rashila Songa, launched a 100-day plan after her March 2026 appointment to strengthen teaching, research and community engagement. As part of the plan, the Research Directorate, led by Dr. Annette Mini, held two workshops in May 2026. The first covered Research Ethics Papaya Act and the Research Ethics Committee, with a staff noting that AI can aid research but still requires human oversight and integrity beyond clearance. The second focused on postdoctoral development, internalization, industry partnership, and the improvement of scholarly output to boost MUT's research capacity and global standing. In other news, the former Special Forces soldier Frederick Nicholas Leroux was sentenced to 25 years in prison by the Durban High Court on Wednesday for murdering his wife, Taryn Leroux, in a Westville pub shooting last September. Leroux pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 22 years for murder and additional time for firearm and immunization charges, all to run concurrently. The court evidence showed he told his wife to call the police before shooting her and later admitted to the killing. Family members said they were relieved that the case was over, though they felt the sentence was not severe enough for the crime. And finally, Ramapiano is growing beyond playlist into South Africa's biggest live entertainment movement, with major festivals planned for Cape Town, Johannesburg and Durban. Ramapiano Fest is returning to Cape Town High School with live performances, food, cocktails and a lineup including Tyler ICU, while Ramapiano Land is gaining traction with large day parties for fans of Ramapiano, Afro House, Gom, Afro and Afrobeat. The highlights is Scorpion Kings Live, a family affair at FNB Stadium in September, where DJ Maporisa and Gabzadi Small are expected to draw over 70,000 fans. The organizers say the genres rise from township sounds to global exports to driving fashion, nightlife and tourism, with fans planning trips and outfits months ahead of festivals lean into curated experiences and VIP culture. In your weather reports this morning, Durban is at 19 degrees with a 60% chances of rain, and Estcourt is 16 degrees with 10% chances of rain. Giant Castle 17, Ikobo 13, Kokstad 16, Ladysmith 20, Margate 18, Moy River 15, Newcastle 19, Pietermaritzburg 15 degrees, Port Shepstone 18, Richards Bay 20, Richmond 13, and St. Lucia Australia is sitting at 22 degrees with 80% chances of rain. Ulundi 16 degrees with 60% chances of rain, and Nandenberg 15 degrees. Lastly, Fryhead 15 degrees with a 30% chance of rain. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT's 100-day plan targets research capacity and internalization, and a man convicted in Westville pub shooting sentenced to 25 years. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 9 o'clock. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.